Greywort's chest swelled, and he trembled with delight.
Thank you, sire. I'm yours to command.
Nagru's smile widened.
Well, that is nice to know. May I give you your first command now, Captain Greywort?
The newly promoted captain threw an extra smart salute.
I'd be proud to carry out your orders, sire.
Nagru retreated one step, his smile practically extending to the wolf skull perched on top of his head.
Right! Go and tell those escaped prisoners that it's useless to resist. They must surrender immediately.
The foxwolf turned his back on Greywort, who strode smartly off into the very centre of the tower room. Standing amid the wreckage of fallen rats and broken tiles, he glanced about nervously. Then, summoning up his courage, he coughed and called out in officious tones.
Ahem! I am Captain Greywort of Urgen Negro's horde, and I order you to come down from there and sir.
Greywort's voice was cut off abruptly, as was his existence, by four well-aimed tiles. Nagru sat upon the stairs, changing his smile to an expression of heartfelt pity.
Sour ghoul,
he said.
Is it still raining heavily?
Yes, sire. It shows no sign of slackening.
I think we'll leave the prisoners to soak until morning. I'm getting tired. Mount a guard on these stairs, will you? Oh, and when you've done that, would you be so kind as to convey some sad news to Queen Silvermord?
Aye, sire. What shall I say?
Tell her that our brave new Captain Greywort was cruelly slain by the escaped prisoners. You'll do that for me, won't you? I can't stand being the bearer of sad tidings.
Silvermord was at that moment regretting her decision to venture outside Castle Floret into the downpour of a rapidly darkening evening. The squad of horde rats was diminished by four, and some beast or beasts were stalking her and the patrol through the rising mists that curtaining rain was releasing from the warm ground. The vixen could not see her assailants, and she was rapidly of the opinion that she did not want to see them. Her one desire now was to get back inside the safety of Florette's walls. To save losing face in front of her command, she ranted at them.
Stop pushing from behind there! What's the matter with you, frightened of a bit of rain and mist?
Beside her, a rat gurgled and fell, transfixed by an arrow. She dodged behind a tree, calling out to the rat Filch.
Where's Greywort? Why isn't he here?
She jumped, startled as Filch's voice came close to her ear.
I don't know, my lady. Gone off to see the Urgen Negru, I think.
You think? Who said he could? I never did. Who's second in command to Greywort?
Filch knew what was coming, but he answered truthfully.
I am, Your Majesty. Do you want to go back to the castle now?
Well, of course I do, oaf!
Silvermord's voice was shrill with fear and frustration.
Didn't you hear me give the order to return? I can't see a thing with all this mist and rain. We'll be picked off one by one if we don't move.